10 Democratic presidential hopefuls take the debate stage in Atlanta tonight. They'll do so at the largest Black-owned film studio in the country. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler explains what the location says about the 2020 vote.
The sound stages at Tyler Perry Studios have been home to Wakanda, The White House, and The Walking Dead. Acclaimed filmmaker and producer Tyler Perry bought the expansive property near the airport in 2015. Thanks to the success of his Madea movie series and other projects, Tyler Perry is the only Black owner of a major film studio and has the largest production studio in the country. Just how big is it?
330 acres and 12 sound stages, and I dedicated them all this weekend to people that have paved the way, that have motivated and inspired me.
That's Perry speaking last month to Jimmy Kimmel after the studio's official grand opening. When you drive past the outside of Tyler Perry Studios, it kind of reminds you of a fortress. That's because it was. From 1885 to 2011, Fort McPherson served as a U.S. Army base until its closure, which left a void in the community. But now, the film industry is taking off in Metro Atlanta, and the region's economy and politics are shifting along with it. Kalina Bowler says she's not surprised the growth has attracted a high-profile presidential debate.
They're saying, look, pay attention to the South. Pay attention to Georgia. Pay attention to these so-called flyover states that you used to think were just pushed to the side.
Bowler is a recently retired location manager who spent 15 years scouting out Atlanta locations to film movies, music videos, and TV commercials. The film industry has taken an increasingly prominent role in politics here. Earlier this year, several Hollywood actors and production companies called for a boycott of the state after its Republican governor signed a bill tightening restrictions on abortion. But Perry made headlines when he said he couldn't just up and leave the place he called home. Last year's tight gubernatorial election in Georgia showed that Democrats have an opening in a fast-growing state. Bowler says that has to include voices like Perry's.
You cannot look away from the Black Democratic vote. You cannot discredit and you cannot ignore how much of a contribution we're making to the country as a whole.
The debate is being held in a predominantly Black neighborhood, in a predominantly Black city, at a Black-owned venue with the support of a Black female mayor and state party chair. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms lobbied the Democratic National Committee to bring the debate to the city.
Atlanta is really this crown jewel of the South in so many ways. The diversity that it reflects, our economy in the metro area.
She said it was a no-brainer to bring presidential candidates here in what's shaping up to be a huge political year in the state.
There is this opportunity before Democrats in Georgia that we've not seen and likely won't see again for many years. And that's the opportunity to elect two senators as well as cast a vote for a presidential candidate.
The debate is not the only big ticket item coming to the studios in this corner of the city. Several movies are actively filming there, and the Miss Universe pageant, once owned by President Trump, is coming in December. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.